Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. I'm coming to you from Kenya today, and it's been a beautiful day. Worked out at the Shamba today. Today is in the USA, Thanksgiving Day. Well, I'm pre-recording this. We don't really have Thanksgiving here in Kenya because this is a tropical country primarily. I would think that's the reason. It's a tropical country, and so there's no one time of harvest. There's no one time of planting. Harvest goes on year-round. There's two major planting and harvesting seasons, and so we don't have the tradition here in Kenya. As I see it, there's no tradition of the ingathering at the end of the planting season in preparation for winter. And so there is a big holiday here in Kenya around the Christmas holiday. That holiday goes on for 2 or 3 weeks. Families gather, people leave the cities and go to their rural villages or upcountry homes. And other than that, there is no Thanksgiving. And so I'm taking this day to give thanks to the Lord. I'm taking this day to record this message just because I want to give thanks to the Lord and let you people know I'm very thankful for all the supporters. I'm very thankful for your prayers. I'm very thankful for your provision. And I thank the Lord for all the good things that He has done through this ministry here in Africa and around the world, actually through the internet, through the radio broadcast. But especially here in Africa, we have the children's home now with 20 children, and we have a school there that's meeting because we don't have public schools up and going full steam yet here in Kenya. And so we have 25 children in the school at the children's home, and 20 very precious children. I went out there this morning and prayed with them. We sing some worship songs, we pray, and we pray over the compound, we pray over the teachers and the staff people and all the people involved in making that place a great place for children to live. And so I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for the people that He has put beside me to help me with this ministry. The great church that we have, Pastor Zephaniah and the other pastors and the ladies that are helping in the church, and also I had the privilege today of meeting with Bishop Andrea from Tanzania, and he is organizing a great crusade for us down there in Tamare in Tanzania, just about 30 minutes south of the border of Kenya. And so we're going to be going down there, and the crusade is a four-day crusade, the 17th to the 20th of December. And so the week before Christmas, we'll be down there bringing in souls for the kingdom, and that will be a great Christmas present for me and all the people in that area to be blessed with a great crusade. So I invite you to partner with us for those events, the children's home and blessing the children for Christmas and the great crusade we're going to be holding in Tanzania. And so if you stay tuned to the end of this broadcast, we'll have some contact information for you, how you can partner with us, how you can support us in these endeavors in Africa. Well, today I'm going to be talking about the role of government in our lives. And as you can imagine, God has much to say about the role of government in our lives. He has a great teaching in Romans chapter 13, talking about the role of government. And there's going to be a time coming in the near future when some people in America are going to be very disappointed. They're going to be very shocked about who is the actual president, the legal elected president of the United States of America. And there's going to be some people very disappointed. But on the other hand, there'll be some people that are full of joy and very happy of the way things will turn out, the way the results come in. And so that's just the way it is in America. That's the way it is in Kenya. And that's the way it is in many countries around the world. But we have to give thanks for the electoral process that we have in America. Right now, some things are being challenged in the courts, and that's part of the electoral process. It's not the first time it's happened. It happened back when Al Gore and George Bush were running against each other. I believe that was in 2002. And it took 37 days for the outcome to be determined, and we lived through it. We survived it. Nobody expected probably the results that came from that election, but it was a thorough and comprehensive analysis of our election and the laws surrounding it. And so we came up with a winner after 37 days. And so this election will come up with a winner. Again, some will be very disappointed, some will be happy, but we just take a deep breath and go on with our life. And that is God's will as we talk about this election here in 2020. Well, in Romans chapter 13, this is a writing by the Apostle Paul, and he's writing to the people of Rome, the Roman citizens, and he says, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God." Well, you say, "Whoa, Jim, what do you mean by that? Every authority that exists is appointed by God." Well, we have a song here in Kenya, and we sang it, I believe, this morning at the children's home. The children love the song. And it goes, "Who has the final say? Jehovah has the final say. Who has the final say? Jehovah has the final say." And so, Jehovah has the final say. Jehovah has the final vote. And so, if we think about an election, this election is more than just people going to the polls. Yes, in the natural, in the flesh, that is what we see. We see people going and placing their vote, or mailing in their vote, placing their ballot in the mailbox or whatever. But God is the one who has the final say. He has the final vote. And trust me, beloved, what is going on in this election this year, 2020, what is going on is God's hand is evident that he is doing something in this election that nobody expected. Maybe a few people expected, but I don't know of anybody that expected it to turn out just this way or to happen just the way it is happening. There has been some prophetic words spoken over who people believe the president is going to be, or who the president they think God has told them is going to be. But God's hand is evident in that he's moving people around. He's moving situations and circumstances into place so that his hand will be revealed in this election. And I believe God is a God of justice. He's a God of mercy. He wants to bring justice and integrity and honesty into every situation. And if that's what is happening in this election in the United States this year, well, just get braced for it, because that is the way God works. That is the way God works in the affairs of men. That is God's hand working in the affairs of men. He brings justice, he brings mercy, he brings integrity, he brings honesty, and he uses people to bring those attributes, those godly attributes, into the affairs of men. And if you don't like it, you're going to have to leave this earth, because that's the way God works in just about every situation. And so you say, well, how can communist countries or very evil dictators, how can you say that they are appointed by God? Well, beloved, there are some countries on this earth, there are some countries that are very wicked. The people are wicked, and so they get the leaders that they deserve. They get the leaders that they ask for and the leaders that they accommodate. And I could name this country that I'm here in today, and the leaders, for the most part, are okay. They're in a way, they're good people. You could say good people, but I believe nearly every leader in Kenya, because of the culture here, because of the traditions here, because of the systems in place that bring those leaders to the front and to the top, I believe nearly all of the leaders here are very corrupt. They have a lot of corruption in their history, a lot of corruption in their background. And when they get to the place of leadership, they're in a place where it is a tradition, it is a hallmark of this culture that the leaders, the people in place in this country continue to steal and rob from the people and exploit the people for their own benefit and for their own luxury and for their own prosperity. Well, in verse 2, Paul goes on to say, therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Well, no matter how wicked the government may be, no matter how corrupt the government may be, no matter how evil the government may be, we are still called to submit to that government to the best extent we can. There are some places and situations where we need to appeal to God and pray to God that He can change the people in power. He can change the system in power. He can change the government in power. But when laws are passed and laws are enacted or laws are prescribed for this common citizen, if that's what we are, a common citizen or a subject of that government, we need to submit to that government and not resist the authority that God has placed over us, not resist the ordinance that God has placed over us, because Paul says, those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. And you say, well, why will they bring judgment on themselves? Because God has instituted governments, He has instituted kings, He has instituted prime ministers and presidents and leaders over us so that there will be some semblance of sanity, there will be some semblance of order, there will be some semblance of people caring for each other through the avenue of government, people taking care of each other and services being rendered. God places people in authority over us so that we can have some semblance of order, some semblance of peace, some semblance of brother taking care of brother, of services being offered, services being rendered, children being taken care of, and all of these different government services. God provides for them through government. The systems in every country are a little bit different. The ways that things are accomplished in every country are a little bit different, but God is the one that provides all of these things, and it is so that we can not have to live in constant chaos and anarchy and rebellion and all of that that goes with a place where there is no order and no peace. Verse 3 in chapter 13, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. In other words, the role of the ruler, the role of the person in charge of the government, is to bring good works. That is their God-ordained charge or their God-ordained commission. And Paul goes on to say, but if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. In other words, if you're doing evil, if you're stealing or you're selling drugs or distributing illegal products and child pornography or whatever, if you're doing evil, you should be afraid of the government because the government has been placed in authority over you to establish the good works of God, to establish the will of God. And so if you're doing evil and you are afraid of the government, you rightly should be afraid of the government because the government has been in place to bring righteousness and to establish righteousness among the affairs of men in that country. And Paul says that the government or the minister of the government, he does not bear the sword in vain. In other words, he carries the sword to accomplish the purposes of God. And I know many people are calling for defund the police or take the guns away from the police, take the guns away from those in authority over us. Well, brother and sister, there are times when the police need a gun to establish order. There are times when the police need a taser to establish order. There's times when the police need a billy club or a tank to establish order. And so that is just the will of God. When you have rebellious people bent on doing evil, when you have rebellious people bent on destroying cities and burning down innocent people's buildings and burning down people's businesses and trashing their windows and stealing all of their goods out of their business. Beloved, I believe it is the authority given to government to stop those people, stop them, and not even allow one single window to be broken. I believe that is the government's role, and I support that role 100%. That is God's will, that we have a peaceful, law-abiding citizenry, that we have a citizenry that can expect to go to their job, expect to go to their place of business, and not have to worry about some hooligans and thugs and rebellious, undisciplined, unscrupulous people burning down their business or destroying their business, destroying their life's work. And so I believe that the sword or the gun that is given to the authorities over us, I believe they have a right to use that, and they do not bear that sword in vain. They have a purpose and a reason for carrying that sword. Verse 4, for he, that is the government's minister, for he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. And so the government authority is God's avenger. If you look in the Old Testament, the book of Numbers, we have an avenger of the blood. When there was a murder or manslaughter or accidental murder, there was an avenger of blood who was brought into play, and he was the one who executed the wrath of God on the person who committed the murder or on the person who committed the manslaughter or whatever. He was the one appointed by the Israelites, appointed by God to bring the wrath of God or to establish the sentence and carry out the sentence on those who did evil and who practiced rebellion or practiced evil in that time and in that place. And so we have the same thing in America. We have the police, we have the National Guard, we have the local police in the prisons, we have the prison corrections officers, and they are established and put there in place by the governing authorities to bear the sword against those who practice evil. Okay, verse 5, Paul wraps this up here. Therefore, you must be subject not only because of wrath. In other words, you need to be subject not only because you're afraid of the wrath of God, but also for conscience sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes, for they are God's ministers attending continually to this very thing. Well, we have police here in Kenya, and when you go to file any kind of a grievance or a report at the police, if you want them to come and investigate or come look at your situation at your home or your place of business, the first thing they ask you for is money to put into the fuel for the tank for the car, because they supposedly don't have any fuel for the tanks for the cars. And so they right away, first thing, they ask you for money. So your case will go nowhere. Even to file the case will cost you something. There's no such thing as a free visit to the police. And even to file it and fill out the paperwork, make the application for a case, they will ask you for money. And then if you need the car to go investigate, they'll ask you for more money. If they do further work beyond that, they'll ask you for more money. That's just the way things work here in Kenya. And if you're the first one to go report a case or report some situation that looks suspicious, they might arrest you, the first person that they arrest. Well, we have it very good in America. You can go report a case at the police and they're not going to arrest you. You can go report a case at the police, they're not going to charge you. And so Paul says you must be subject to these authorities, not only for because of the wrath of God, that you fear the wrath of God, but also because of your conscience sake. You need to have a clear conscience, and the way to have a clear conscience is that you do the will of God day after day, day in, day out. You do the will of God. You respect the authorities placed over you, even if the election doesn't go your way, or if the election goes your way, you respect the authorities placed over you. You pray for them. If things don't go your way, you don't go out and burn down somebody's building. Try to express your wrath that way. Beloved, you're going to get the judgment of God down upon you, and that is just the way things work here in God's kingdom. If you don't like it, you're going to have to escape this earth, as I said before, because that is God's will in every place on this earth. Well, I'm going to close today over in 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2, the New Testament, same Apostle Paul writing this. And in verse 1, Paul says, "Therefore I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence." So there it is, beloved. There's the reason why we need order in society. There's a reason why we need to pray and intercede for our leaders, for our Democratic leaders, for our Republican leaders, for our independent leaders. And in Kenya, we have different parties and different leaders than you do in America. But we need to pray for them. We need to intercede for them, not just as leaders, but as men, as family men, family women, as people standing before God. And give thanks for all of them, and for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. That is what anybody wants. People just want a quiet and a peaceful life. They want to enjoy their family. They want to enjoy their life. They want to enjoy walking around their town. They want to enjoy walking in the park. They want to be able to establish a business. They want to be able to prosper from the labor of their own hands, and they want to be able to save some money so they can have somewhat of a retirement, or they can have money when emergencies arise. This is the desire of men all over the earth. I've been in many countries around the world. People are basically the same everywhere. The systems and the cultures are different, but people basically have the same desires everywhere, all over the earth. They want to live a quiet and peaceful life, and they want to enjoy their families, be left alone to pursue their business interests, pursue their farm, pursue their studies, whatever it is that they have been ordained by God to do. People want to do it. They want to lead a peaceful life and not be terrorized by thugs and hooligans who are bent on rebellion and bent on making life miserable for other people. Well, beloved, that is my message today. Paul closes it out in 1 Timothy chapter 2, and he says, "This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior." That's verse 3. "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior." This is what God believes is good. This is what he accepts. This is what he promotes. And so we need to be in agreement with God about the governments of the earth. Well, beloved, I hope you enjoyed this message. As I said before, there's going to be some shockwaves that will be heard around the world coming up regarding the American election. But we just need to keep cool, keep praying for our leaders, keep praying for God to expose any corruption or any integrity issues that were in play during the election, and God's will be known, and he will have the final say. He will have the final vote. Well, Gathered the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We thank the Lord for that. We invite you to partner with this ministry. You can stay tuned for contact information at the end of this broadcast. We invite you to partner with this ministry. not only to keep the radio broadcast coming week after week, but also for the great projects we have going in Africa and now a crusade planned in Tanzania in December. You can be a part of that. If you can't go, you can send. You can be a part of that, and we look forward to hearing from you. Sit down and write us out a check. Let us know you're listening, and we thank the Lord for your support and your prayers as we go forward with God's plan for Kenya. Thank you again for listening. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.